Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
On tomorrow's show, we will talk with Jason Leisure. I cannot wait to hear his breakdown of what's been going on in and around Halas Hall this week. You got guys breaking bad. You got guys that are out at events talking about themselves. They haven't talked for 9 months. You've got coaches that are already upset at questions that are being asked. So we will talk with Jason Leisure on the show tomorrow. Matt Spiegel's in the house today. He's rocking the acoustic solo show today.
'Tis true. Spiegel's solo for Parkinson Spiegel all afternoon. Looking forward to it. I got thoughts. Brought plenty of those.
Good.
I brought a love and a passion for sports. I think sports are cool.
They are.
I really dig them. Want to talk about them with you. Jason Benetti's coming on later. Did you get a chance to settle in and read Peter Sagal's write-up about Jason Benetti's storyteller in Chicago Magazine?
But I will.
It is remarkable. Because Peter Sagal, host of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, is a super thoughtful guy. And and they're friends, so it's really deep and cool, just on a human level, you know?
Well, Benetti's, he's wonderful.
You know what I love, Lawrence, and I love it in sports and everything else too, but like when people find a way to channel whatever their personal dysfunction or malfunction is, and I mean like psychologically, because we all got our stuff, right?
Yep.
When they find a way to channel that into their vocations, and maybe they don't even realize they did it, but they reach their 30s and their 40s and like, oh, wait a minute. That's why I ended up doing this.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I think that's fascinating. Like I was thinking Tom Thibodeau, you know, or like Belichick, guys like that who should have been coaches because they're so obsessive about tape and research and details. And they never run out of passion to do the job you got to have passion for, that kind of thing.
Crazy thing about it, Speegs, is for a long time, I thought I was going to teach. Like, I thought that was going to be my vocation, right? And I was a Golden Apple Scholar going into DePaul. Like, all this stuff was ready to go into a classroom. I still loved radio, and then I ended up, you know, at the end, it was a choice between being a lawyer, going to the Navy, joining JAG, being a teacher, or this. I get the internship at Channel 9. I decide this is going to be it. Then, years later, I figure out, oh, I really like teaching what it is that I do.
I would argue, though, Lawrence, that what you do and the way you do your show, and I think the way you've always talked about stuff, is professorial in nature.
Thank you.
That's in you, and that comes out this way. And you've always, during the 5 months that you and I were partners, when we did Film Room with Matt Bowen, you love teaching the listeners stuff, you know, and they feel it and they appreciate that.
Well,
so you have found your way there, whether you actually ended up teaching or not.
So both my parents are teachers. My dad was a college professor, and I sent the picture of me with Ruben to my mom, and she literally sent back, teacher.
There you were.
And I was like,
yeah, you were.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah, that's what was going on.
Oh,
so,
man.
And with Benetti, what I find fascinating about him, I mean, I just adore him as a person, but his capacity, and there is a guy, like, Tony La Russa is a lawyer. Guess who else is a lawyer? Jason Benetti is a lawyer, and his capacity to be able to turn off, here's all that stuff I know about baseball. I'm going to put that over here. Now I'm calling a game at Boston College
right.
Football. And now I'm going to do all of that. I've done all of the study to get me ready for a game at Chestnut Hill.
I'll bring this up. I'll probably bring it up to him on the air. I decided I was going to out this, but we were doing a thing. I was texting him one time, and he didn't get back to me for a couple hours, and he said, sorry, I was doing a lacrosse game.
Yep.
And I said, why are you doing a lacrosse game? You're a busy man. And he said, I have an affinity for the sport.
Yep.
He likes stuff.
He does, and he's extremely well read.
I brought that up before, yeah, because Danny's like, we talked about it. Syracuse, a very lacrosse powerhouse.
Very passionate about it, and it's interesting because of the way that place. Danny is a bit of an outlier when I think of the Syracuse guys, like Benetti, Zach. Zach's the same way as Benetti, where he has got
work ethic.
His work ethic is through the roof.
Details. I mean, Danny works hard. That's not what you're talking about.
But I'm saying, like, and Zach's like sneaky funny. Like, so funny that people don't realize how funny Zach is. And having traveled with him for a decade, I know exactly how funny he is. Same thing with Jordan. Jordan's a Syracuse guy. Like, they're very serious, kind of, you got to dig a little bit to get to the funny, and then when the funny comes out, it comes out. Danny's the most laid-back Syracuse dude that's in our business that I think I've ever met. Because most of them are, is Mike Tirico, right? Isn't he a Syracuse dude?
Yes.
They're all kind of like that.
There's so many of them now, though, dude. They're everywhere. They're all over the place.
I guess all sorts of flavors of it.
Yes, now. By now there are flavors everywhere. All right, so Clemente Day?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time talking about Roberto Clemente.
That's cool. Beautiful as just like an athlete and just overall, you know, handsome as well, like in a Michael Jordan sense.
Yes.
Of like just exquisite specimen of humanity.
That's one of the things that we were talking about where he relates on so many different levels to different people. You can kind of pick and draw from what it is about Clemente that brought you into him. Like from the purest baseball fan that just loves watching him throw a guy out at third.
Yeah, it's the archetypal right field arm too.
Right? And then you have everything else that he was about. Helping the poor. Representing Puerto Rico. Representing being black. Representing being someone who learned English as a second language. And some of the stuff that he was talking about 50 years ago is still prevalent today. Where he has a discussion about, when he got here, he was told to just keep his mouth closed, that he wasn't supposed to say anything. They'll send you back is what he – and this is something that we've talked about over the last couple of years is as Latino players start to voice their opinion more and try to be more present and are more comfortable speaking in Spanish, as they should be. Mm-hmm. They don't have to conform to it. It's nice. It's helpful. But give me a Russ Dorsey who's like – I'll meet you halfway, and I'll come into the clubhouse speaking Spanish and getting stuff because he's fluent. People like Rich King, fluent in Spanish.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
that's
my
cool.
God. It's so great when Rich turns it on because it's very kind of Castilian, but it's so great. Like, some of the people that you don't even realize are Spanish speakers, and then they do it, you know? I'm always fascinated when Rich would do that in a clubhouse, like just in the middle of nowhere. He would double back. When I was his intern, he would double back and talk to a ball player in Spanish. And you're like, oh, that's cool.
That's excellent.
Lisa Parker. I did news with her at Channel 5. She was the anchor. It was me on Sports Show, Scott doing weather. Fluent Spanish speaker. She's a huge White Sox fan. She would come down to spring training like every year and just have these – like, just as a fan, starts having these incredible conversations with players. I always find myself very jealous.
That's really cool. Yeah, it's a good tool to have in the toolbox, for sure.
No doubt.
Lots going on today. It is Wednesday here after the first game of the football season. The rhythms of sports radio in football season.
Are you moving on to the Bengals?
This is when you turn the page, right? We used to physically turn the page and play the Metallica
version.
There I
am.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, you do a little both, right? You do a little both. You finish anything that's left unprocessed from Sunday night.
I feel like there's still so much.
There is. Did you hear Mike Lombardi today? I mean, he always goes hard on Matt Nagy. He has from day one. but he went awfully hard on Matt for a couple things. So we'll do some of that, and we'll keep the Bengals in mind. And it's also an opportunity on a Wednesday when it's still baseball season to dig into some of that. And I got thoughts on the White Sox biggest problem that I need to get to as well. But before we do any of that, to help get us ready for Bengals week.
Okay.
Top five running backs in Cincinnati Bengals history. Top five runners in the history of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Cedric Benson
is number five.
Is he really number five?
He was there for what, 4 years? It's 4 years, Cedric Benson. 4,176 yards.
Icky Woods?
No, Icky wasn't that productive there. 19th on the list for 1,520 yards.
Giovanni Bernard.
Number seven on the list is Gio Bernard. Joe Mixon is number eight, by the way, climbing.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's number...
You're missing a real big one, but Icky Woods' teammate in that Super Bowl was faster. He was the guy that Boomer Esiason also handed the ball to a lot. He was great on Tecmo. Great on Tecmo Super Bowl.
See, you're making all my brain work. This is what we were talking about during the break.
Yeah, right? James Brooks. Remember him? He's a Charger too, right? Jimmy Brooks. Rudy Johnson, Ohio State's
with an I, right?
Yes,
Rudy Johnson
yes.
with an I.
Rudy Johnson with an I. Pete Johnson with an E. But number one, come on. He ended up a Patriot. One of those guys that Belichick said, well, yeah, he's a problem personality, but he can come play for me. Corey Dillon.
Oh,
right?
I almost
cursed him.
I almost did.
Yeah.
I almost did say with that. Man, Rudy Johnson.
Yeah, I know. Let's think of some guys. Speaking of let's think of some guys, your sweatshirt is awesome.
Thank you.
That is what, 1982.
The 1982 All-Star Game in Montreal. Star Party in French there.
Got you.
So let's...
Because you were just in Montreal.
I was, and I got this there, and it's already my favorite hoodie, and I'm going to immediately go put this up so I don't spill anything on it because it's beautiful light blue, and I'm sometimes a mess. I was thinking you were the proper person to talk about this with and to go hard with this roster.
Mm.
The 1982 All-Star Game roster. And let me tell you, there are some all-time names.
Yeah, I bet. Well, because you still got 70s killers. Like Reggie Jackson's probably still
Correct.
On that team.
He is on that list.
Mike Schmidt is
Correct.
On that team.
On that list.
How many Red Sox is Yaz on that team?
Yes, Yaz is on the team.
Jim Rice on that team.
Let's see, Jim Rice on the team.
He might not have been great in 82.
I don't think Jim Rice made the team.
Jim Rice's,
Hang on.
Jim Rice's late 70s are the most ridiculous
But
thing.
There are a ton of Red Sox on here.
Freddie Lynn on that team?
Freddie Lynn.
Dwight Evans on that team?
No, not Dwight Evans.
Fisk. Carlton Fisk.
Carlton
is
Fisk is on the team.
All-time
great speaks.
Really?
Yes.
Eddie Murray on that team.
Let's see if Eddie Murray is on the team.
Okay. Ricky Henderson, how you doing?
Ricky Henderson.
Okay. 1982.
Like that you're leaning American League.
Well,
by
that's
the way.
Where I was. That's where my brain was at the time, in large part. All right, if I go nationally, Gary Carter was on every All-Star team for
yes,
a long, long
and
it, time.
And it's Montreal.
Okay, oh, so it's Gary Carter.
Gary Carter.
So was Steve Rogers on that team of Montreal? No.
No. There was another.
Tim Raines. Tim Raines.
There we
there.
Go. Rock was definitely on the team.
Andre Dawson is on that team.
Yes, he is. Former Cubs manager made this team.
Former Cubs manager.
Of recent vintage.
Don Baylor?
Dusty Baker.
Oh, Dusty Baker's on the 82 All-Star team? What'd you say, Shane? Oh, man.
Leon Durham.
Oh, wow.
Is on this team.
I don't think of his career with enough respect.
I think a lot of people don't think of his career. Him or Lee Arthur. I think a lot of people don't think of those two guys' career with enough respect.
I don't know. Lee Arthur, man. Lee Arthur hung around for long enough time.
Let me run some names down
for
you,
okay? All right, please do. Please do.
George Brett. Rod Carew.
Oh, of course. See, those are stalwarts, Spiegel. Come on.
Cecil Cooper, Carlton Fisk.
Cecil Cooper, the weirdest open stance ever. Go Google yourself some Cecil Cooper. Like, how did that guy get hits?
Reggie Jackson,
mm-hmm.
Bobby Gritch, Freddie Lynn, Lance Parrish.
Lance Parrish was on every All-Star team
in
the American League. Like, well, we need a Tiger. Let's get Lance Parrish.
Let's get Lance Parrish out here. Andre Thornton.
Oh, wow. Indians first baseman.
Frank White.
Oh, of course.
Hal McCray.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Yount.
Yeah. Yeah. Molitor? Did you get Molitor yet?
And no Molitor okay. on here. Yaz.
Yaz.
Hal McCray. Eddie Murray. Buddy Bell.
Uh-huh.
Ricky Henderson. Oh, yeah. Raleigh Fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Kent Herbeck.
That's my jam.
Floyd Bannister.
Count me among the people who could sit here and just name these guys and let my brain wander for the next 2.5 hours of my life.
Goose Gossage.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis Eckersley.
Of course.
Dan Quisenberry.
As a starter, Eckersley at that point, still.
And let me give you a little National League.
Quisenberry. Rest in peace, Dan Quisenberry.
Dusty. Gary Carter. Dave Concepcion.
How does a guy like Dave Concepcion... Born in the tropics.
Yeah.
Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Knight. I'm Andre Dawson, in case people think I meant Hawk Harrelson. That was his nickname.
Let me go check out Todd.
Lonnie Smith and Ozzie Smith.
Oh, of course.
John Stearns.
Only one of those ended up being a hardcore cocaine addict, and it wasn't Ozzie.
Manny Trio.
Oh, wow.
Pete Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Dale Murphy. Bob Horner. Steve Carlton. Phil Niekro, Tim Raine, Steve Rogers, Bull Durham, Steve Howe, Tony Pena, Fernando Valenzuela, because that's right in the middle.
That's right when Fernando was king. 81 was Fernando's breakout.
And Steve Sachs.
And Steve Sachs. That is fun.
Isn't that great?
That's a quality hoodie right there.
That's great.
Your hoodie just took us to that entire list.
That name of all-stars, man. Like, when you open it up and you're like, oh, George Brett, Rod Carew. I'm good.
Yeah, I know. Good night, everybody.
I'm real good. Yeah. That sounds fantastic. Yeah. That sounds like a game. That sounds like a star party you wanted to be at.
Oh, man. That's tremendous. I love it. Were you worried about Eloy last night?
Mm-hmm.
And Eloy goes flying there. And then.
We were all terrified.
He milks the moment.
Yes, he did.
He lies there on the warning track. He's like, I'm sure people are worried about me. I'm good. Puts the fingers up.
Chucks the deuce.
At least the bullpen was there to see it. And if you watched them, they made you feel better.
I got to tell you, though, Speaks, when I watched the replay of it, I got more worried, even though I knew he was okay. Because you're seeing, like, where his feet hit the fence.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, he could have done something horrible to himself.
Yes, that is not. I remember Stoney saying, when Eloy comes back, he needs to make sure he never falls to the ground. Never leave your feet, as Stoney said. Just go ahead. You can play off it, but don't leave your feet. He did everything. He left his feet. He hurled his body against the wall. But, you know, dude, he loves to play the outfield.
He does.
And he plays better. He hits a hell of a lot better when he plays the outfield.
That seems to be the case, Speaks.
That is the case mathematically so far. And he's obviously more engaged, and you see that visually very much at this point. So I know it's scary, and that's as scary as it can get. But, like, there have been a ton of other times where I'm like, oh, I see him playing a very careful and cautious left field. Smart. So
I'm all for him letting balls, like, drop in front of him. I'm okay with that. If the choice is, Eloy, you can dive and maybe make the catch versus letting it fall in front of you and just getting it back into second base, I'll take option B. I'm good with that.
So yesterday, after the show, I say to young Ruben, all right, let's go to the park. What do you want to do? What do you want to bring? Do you want to bring Ogo Sport, which is the thing we...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's really fun to play. You want to bring that? Should we get the baseball bat? He picks up the softball.
The clincher?
The clincher game ball that you gave him after he came to the Odyssey game on Monday night. He picks up the clincher and he says, let's go. So we went to the park, took his little bat. I didn't need to bring the gloves.
That's the beauty of 16-inch. That's the beauty of it. That's where the inexpensive aspect of it plays out and why a lot of places around Chicagoland and me growing up in Roseland, like, it was easier. Like, all you needed was a bat and a ball, and that's it.
And a little space.
A little bit of space.
Yeah. And we played some softball, man. So the seed planted on Monday night, his game of choice – on a Tuesday evening was to go play some 16-inch at the park.
And that's so great. We did. I wonder if he'll start bringing it like to his friends. Like, here's this big ball.
We met a friend there last night who had never seen a ball like that, and they were talking it through and talking about.
Okay, great. I got questions. So when this kid sees that ball, what what was it like for them to see that thing?
Yeah, you know, I didn't see the moment of exchange very much. I think the other kid, not much of a baseball player, but he lined up. What's funny is he lined up as the catcher as I was pitching to Ruben, and I'm like, nah, I don't pitch it like that in this game. Come up. Come closer.
Just like this.
Just throw it high, and it comes down. Oh, God, if Danny were there, he'd be try to be the umpire, I suppose. He blistered that ump last night. Did you hear that?
No.
Yeah, we had the ump on.
He's like a nice guy.
Oh, no, not according to Danny Parkins. Mean.
Yeah, Lawrence, you know the comedic rule of threes where, like, hey, once you get to the third time, it should get your biggest laugh, and then you're done?
Yes.
Danny went in on the ump missing that strike call to end the game like five times. Just kept on. It was very far past the comedic rule of threes.
That ump treated us great throughout
the season.
Mike
Lewis is one of the nicest guys in the world.
And I agree with you.
And a phenomenal umpire. Does nationals. Does like 125 games a year.
Yeah. And I love the way he stood by his call, by the way.
Yeah.
And he remembered exactly the call we're talking about. Remember the whole thing. He was very much on point. I like when umpires talk. They don't usually talk.
Me too.
We don't usually get a chance to hear from them.
I'd like for them to be able to tell me about the decisions that they make or the decisions that are made in New York that affect the baseball team that I love.
That'd
be nice.
That seems logical and like a nice step where they should go.
Maybe we should just have Mike Lewis on anytime there's a controversial call in a baseball game.
I'm all for it. I loved his shirt that said, yes, Blue, instead of, you know, F you, Blue.
Yes.
Whatever he usually deals with.
I really thought that the two guys that were umping games for us all season were great. I'm not someone that believes in yelling at umps, especially umps that are doing, you know, community stuff. Like the pros, you want to yell at Angel Hernandez, go right ahead. But not guys that are out there making a few bucks an hour while we're playing our silly game.
Yeah.
So I always try to be like, hey, like we'll just play over it. No matter what, we'll play over. And we'll let Justin Kaufman yell at umpires. He loves doing that.
Because
my philosophy is
the rep for my guy Justin is not good.
My philosophy is if it's close, we might get that call. So just be cool.
Share that with Wilson Contreras, would you? Actually, Wilson has learned that. It took him a while, but he has learned that. He can now have effective conversations with umpires.
It doesn't have to be demonstrative.
Correct.
Sometimes you could just be like, ah, I thought we had that one. Where did it miss? Where? Tell me where is what I used to always say. Miss high or miss out?
Mm.
You know, it's one of those things.
All right, Lawrence, thanks for the hoodie, which triggers 1982 baseball conversation.
It's Rod Carew.
Absolutely makes my day. We on Parkins and Spiegel will be having some fun today. Talk to Jason Benetti. Talk to Mark Grody. I got all sorts of Bears thoughts and baseball thoughts, too. Thank you, Lawrence.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.